The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
The 2024 Joy of Jazz celebrated Nelson Mandela Day with a special Jazz for Young People masterclasses and jam sessions. Doing good for the good of our future generations was the theme, and the Jazz for Young People initiative aimed to raise over $500,000 for the renovations at the South African National School of Arts. This initiative brought together renowned musicians and the school's alumni as masterclass instructors, offering a unique opportunity for aspiring young musicians to learn from the industry leaders while contributing to a worthy cause. Central to the Joy of Jazz's commitment to supporting education and the arts in South Africa, it's Jazz for Young People, the platform, partnered with the National School of Arts as a worthy beneficiary of support and advocacy. The school is a significant incubator of musical talent, continuously building on the legacy of the outstanding alumni who have walked its corridors. And the masterclass covered, in fact, various disciplines of jazz and was led by distinguished artists such as our first guest this Sunday, who joins us. Mandla Mlangeni Omindlos is a jazz trumpeter, composer, and bandleader who was on the Diphala stage this past week. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to Kofifi FM, Mandla.
Always a pleasure and always great tuning in, and hello to the listeners out there, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. One of the reasons for the masterclasses, Mandla, was to raise the funds for the improvement of the National School of Arts in Bloemfontein, which has given to the arts an incredible lineup of artists in media, film, and music. Let's reflect on your time there as a student and why it is important to have these institutions in our society.
Yes, I attended the National School of the Arts almost 20 years ago, actually. So it's going to be quite an emotional experience since I haven't stepped foot since I graduated. And for me, it's very important because I feel that there's a need for us to also give back and share what we've gleaned along the way with the upcoming musicians and artists that are going to be gracing us with their presence tomorrow.
The National School of Arts in Bloemfontein was the venue where all these activities took place. Tell us about your contribution to the initiative and some of the highlights.
Yeah, it was highly inspiring. Especially dealing with all these musicians that I've actually studied with, some that I've both at the National School of the Arts and some of them crossing paths on stages and rehearsal rooms. And I mean, the experience that we had was also encouraging, the students asking us questions and also gleaning on what we've learned and who we've worked with is actually very important for us and us being able to share our stories and share our experiences, more importantly.
Mm. Of course, as part of your reflections, you know, maybe there are some corporates, Mandla, that are listening and want to still contribute to this worthy cause. What would you say to them to encourage them and tell them why it is important for them to invest in projects such as these, even if it's just for renovations?
I think it's very important. I think we need spaces. We need spaces where we foster art communities, where we foster arts cultures, and especially also educational centers. The National School of the Arts is not just an art school. It's one that has groomed and nurtured so many talents, not just myself, but plenty of others. If I had to recall a few names, like your Dada Masilos, your Charlize Therons, and so many people that we actually see on our TV screens and are part of our artistic ecosystem. So giving back to the National School of the Arts would be a positive step forward for us to also build on what we already have.
And of course, congratulations to all of you and well done for this campaign, to everybody that's involved. Of course, not only it improves the institution as we know it, but it also allows it to be a platform and home for teaching and creating in the creative arts of Johannesburg for many years to come. Kofifi FM, we're talking to Mandla Mlangeni this Sunday for Our Africa and reflecting on the activities that took place in the city, particularly at the National School of Arts this past Thursday, where he and many other musicians held masterclasses for young musicians as part of raising funds for the institution. Now, Mandla, your musical beginnings, you know, go back as far as your first instrument, which was your voice, you know, to the recorder and then the trumpet, which you were under the tutelage of Mr. Innocent One. Let's reflect on those years and how being born during then the South African state of emergency, you know, has helped shape your music.
Yeah, I was born at a very tumultuous time in our history. My father was actually a human rights lawyer and activist, part of the ANC and covering the atrocities of the apartheid government. Unfortunately, he lost his life before he could see the rewards of his sacrifices. And growing up with that, I want to also, in my music, reflect the tradition of where I come from, of also... sharing his teachings with a broader audience, and also telling my story the best way I know how, and that is through music. And then also, my father, I think, was one of the first people who introduced me to music, because he would hunch me over his shoulders and we'd go watch, we would go see the release of so many political prisoners. I think one of the first earliest memories that I have was us seeing the release of the Dalmas treason trialist. That was, I think, back then included your Ubabtera Ligoda, Umam Sisulu, Ubab Sisulu, and Umam Sisulu. Mm-hmm. And then also the Dalmas trialist as well. This was, I think, back in 1989-90, I stand to be corrected. And also him coming from his expeditions abroad, he'd always bring a musical instrument or percussive instrument for me to play with. So I first started twiddling my fingers on those toys that he brought me, and that, I think, planted a seed.
Mm.
And also the chants that he used to sing. I used to sing with him. And also growing up in a family that also valued church and also their own traditions. I had an aunt and uncle who were initiated into Ubungoma, and I also used to partake in those rituals when I was younger. And then growing up, also being involved more in church, I started singing in the choir. I was an altar server. And then, I was raised in that kind of community and that kind of environment. So music was almost, I found it by osmosis. It was only much later, when I was essentially in high school, that I wanted to join my friends in also playing a musical instrument, that I encountered Ubab Innocent Ingwane.
Yeah.
And by then I was already playing recorder and I knew how to read music. But for me, he was that link that inspired me to actually devote my life to music. And because of just the personality he was and how he loved what he was doing, I took up, I then took up the trumpet, which then I thought was like such an easy instrument, but it's turned to prove me wrong, because I'm still working on my trumpet to this day.
I want us, you know, to tap into this music, you know, that you make and why social consciousness, you know, is ever so important to you and the message, you know, that you give through this music.
I think it's not just social consciousness. I mean, the music, my music just reflects who I am as a being and tells my story in the most authentic way that I can. And my music, I mean, if you listen to my music, it has elements of that. But I think my music encompasses my personalities and the influences that I've had over the years, and also talks not just that, but also talks to our history as a country, and also gleans from our musical heritage, which is also very diverse. So it's just I wouldn't also want to box myself as just an artist who just makes music that's just socially conscious, but is music that is inspired by my environment and my experiences.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, of course. And this is for those listeners that are joining us for the very first time and have no idea who Mandla is. You've literally just, you know, painted a picture of who Mandla is and the walk that you've traveled with jazz and how you became, you know, one of the most incredible trumpeters of our time. Thank you so much for that. And of course,
let's talk
about, you know, what happens next. Where to from here for you? Shows, the albums are out. Where can we find them?
Yes.
Plug us in.
Yeah. As you know, I've got my latest album, The Oratorium of Forgotten Youth, just won the Metro FM best jazz album for 2024. And in the next couple of months, I'll be performing with my Cape Town-based band, the Tune Recreation Committee, which will be performing at the UJ Arts and Culture Centre on the 29th of August. So they can catch us then. If you want more information, you're free to follow me on my socials. I'm available on Instagram as Mandla is Mlangeni. And also I'm on Facebook and you can follow my page, Mandla Mlangeni. And yeah, that's where you can find me. And I've got some albums that are available on Spotify, your iTunes and your Deezers and you name it, both under the Tune Recreation Committee and the Mandla Freedom Ensemble.
Thank you. And of course, don't forget, for those who are overseas that are interested in the Bandcamp scene, they can find them there as well.
Definitely.
Mandla, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday. And of course, we look forward to welcoming you back to the show, you know, on your way to the next adventure.
Always a pleasure. Appreciate it.
Trumpeter, composer, and band leader on the KJazz Show. He is Mandla Mlangeni.